Well, it's been a long time since the Bucky Beavers beat the Bucky Badgers. 3 years ago, almost to the date. Let's take a trip back to that night in Madison. Picture Laban Arena in front of an almost sold-out crowd of 2,100 on Friday, January 16th, 2015. The puck dropped at 7:07. That game took an hour and 58 minutes to decide a victor. BSU struck first in the opening period, but those pesky Badgers would answer just 10 minutes later. Tied 1-1 going into the third, freshman Emma Terrace would score the game winner for Bemidji State with an assist from her fellow rookie blue liner, Alexis Joyce, and another Beaver. It was Terrace's first career goal. They say you never forget your first collegiate goal. Bet Emma still remembers that one.
Badgers back to full strength. Joyce winds up, lifts that one, a shot again! Bemidji State goes up 2-1. 10:37 to play here in our hockey game. What a play, Emma Terrace. And if indeed that was Terrace, I believe that's her first goal of the season. And it is her first career goal against the number 3 Badgers. A 2-1 lead for Bemidji State.
It was end of the power play, it goes out to AJ, and the girl's coming out of the box. She takes a shot to the left side of the net, and Huber just throws it in front and puts it right on my stick, and I put it in back door. It was amazing. I just wanted to score, help out the team in any way that I could, so that was my big thing, is helping out the team.
That was then, this is now. Fast forward through 12 losses, and it's January 19th, 2018. Terrace and Joyce are now seniors, and Emma's the captain of this year's squad. If anyone knows what it'll take to hand the Badgers their first loss in league play this season, it's this year's senior class. Been there, done that, you could say.
You know, when the puck drops on Friday night, I know our group will be ready. They're excited for this challenge, and you're playing the number one team in the country, and so how can you not be fired up and ready to play when the team like that comes into your building? Our group's looking forward to it. They're looking forward to this challenge and this weekend.
Will this year's Beaver squad get its turn to hand the Badgers a loss in WCHA play? Well, that depends on what happens in the next 2 hours and 30 minutes, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.